Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, hold on. Now we're rolling. Now we're rolling.
Hello.
Hey, Bo. Welcome back, bud.
Hey, man, it's great to be back. Smelly, ugly Bo. What's up?
Yeah. Oh, hey.
Excuse me?
Again.
Why would you say that about Bo?
So, I listened to the podcast I was not on from Wednesday twice. I was in traffic three times on Wednesday. I listened to it, and I thought it was so fucking funny that I had to have Tara listen to it because we had a thing Wednesday night that we'll get to in a minute. But first off, man, y'all some clowns because y'all know who the devilishly good-looking person is in this room, and it's me.
Okay.
You know. So, but.
Okay. Randy would just the okay.
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 If all right. I did smell, is that something that you would let somebody know?
Yeah,
damn right.
We'd tell you.
Yeah.
We've talked a lot about this.
Yes.
Because there,
so what if it's like
there is a person around here that control. Does.
What?
If it's something that you can't control. Like,
how can you, how can you not control funk?
I don't know. But there are people that have it.
Well, we would encourage you to go to the doctor.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Nothing. Nothing. Not because. Never mind.
Go but, on. No.
No.
So you
but, because you know what? We bring it up, but we don't bring it up because, you know, they're sometimes, you know, in a situation where you don't know how to approach somebody. Because my thing is this, how do you not know your ass don't stink?
Do you know?
Yes, I do. I have the biggest phobia of funk.
I think
me too.
You would probably.
I know, but if I smell every day, do you know if you smell every day?
I don't think so. I think crazy people don't know they're crazy. Stinky people don't know they're stinky.
I don't know, man. Like, I mean, I've been like this.
Nose blind.
Yeah. Yeah, I just have this. I have this phobia about a funky ass and funky breath.
Yeah, because you're thinking, like, you're thinking a lot about it.
Let's have a little heart to heart. Maybe that's me. The person might be like, what? What are you talking about?
No, because I think the relationship that we have with you is one where I would feel comfortable being like, hey, man, here's it. Like, there is a person that we work with that smells bad, but I don't really know him that good, so yeah. I'm not going to say anything to him about it. He's just going to stink.
Right. I was kind of curious
about I'm not going to say who it is, but yeah.
And then as far so the CD thing, man, that's fantastic.
Yeah, man.
I forgot to bring him up today.
Oh, bummer.
Right. Well, luckily we do this every day, so I'll do it next week. But.
Yeah, I was definitely a visor guy, and I have no idea. Like, it was hard for me to – I don't know what y'all are talking about, the CDs falling out the visor thing.
That's what I told him. Yeah, that's why.
If anything, it was difficult to get them
out. It was hard as hell to get them out.
Oh, you guys had
the good cases.
You guys had the good tight ones.
I said the same thing.
Some of them didn't, like, this is the real answer to this, because some of them didn't have, like, the depth of the CD to go in. Like, some of them were, like, a three-quarter thing where you would put it, like, I don't know why. I got the three-quarter one,
all
right?
Yeah, me and Brian bought the shitty one.
I got the crappy one. Yeah, I should have spent $5 more on the visor, all right?
Bro, I used to get some restaurants and some of them CDs up out of that thing, man.
But, well, and also, you know, Andy's may have not fallen out, too, because he was probably going 10 and 2 and, you know, speed limit and all that stuff. And not taking
to a stop
but, like,
sign.
If I'm taking it, if I took that quick turn, man, a couple of them would fall every once in a while.
Have you always been a driver like that?
Pretty much.
Yeah,
pretty much. Right. I mean, I was a little more, when I was younger, I was a little wilder. I had a pretty fast car when I was in high school, too.
A stick shift?
Uh-huh.
So you can't drive 10 and 2 if you have a standard.
Well, you can't drive a 10 and 2. That's true, but you can still go the speed limit.
Yeah, he's right.
You can still go the speed limit.
Do you?
I will drive nothing but.
You can still obey the laws.
Everybody and know I'll how to drive manual here?
I drive a manual now.
Do you know how to?
I know how to what?
Drive stick?
Oh, that's first car we learned how to drive with a
that's
stick.
Awesome. Yeah. That you will not get a real. I do. I me too. So all four of us can drive manual cars.
I'll be honest with you.
Most people cannot.
Downstairs is a 6-speed.
Most people cannot.
I haven't driven a stick in probably 20 and no, not quite anything else. Probably 17 years.
Would you feel comfortable?
Yeah. I could do it. It might be a little clunky at first, but I'd get a feel for
yeah.
it. I did it a lot back so in the day, but I haven't done it in a long time.
It makes driving fun.
Fuck that.
I love it.
I hate fucking driving sticks in Atlanta. But this
Atlanta is especially. See, I don't know how you do it, Bo, it being in Atlanta, like to Randy's point. Because it's sitting in traffic, that was why I got rid of mine after a while. Like, but no, I enjoyed it.
Like, I don't want my car to determine when I switch gears. If I want to zip up in the front of
something. I like that approach. I'm going to let you know.
How many clutches did you burn through?
Well, my car's in 2019. I've never.
This is your first stick.
No. So I drove a Toyota Tacoma. When I first moved here.
That's the stick that I learned on, Toyota Tacoma. Yeah.
So I used to pull trailers with it with Outback, and it was a 4-cylinder, and I probably shouldn't have been pulling trailers with it. I did burn a clutch out on that. My boss actually paid for me to get a racing clutch put in there so I could continue to pull trailers with it. So it wasn't me that burned. I don't burn. I know how to drive it. I don't burn through clutches.
Yeah.
So and speaking of driving and the whole don't put your fucking makeup on while you're driving down the road, how about when it comes to eyelashes and nails, just don't fucking get them. All right? If there's, like... I have never met one male who thinks any of that bullshit's attractive. Not any nails, but the gaudy nails and the gaudy eyelashes. Nobody likes that shit.
I mean, if you look like the giraffe length.
Yes.
Yeah.
The eyelashes, I agree with.
Like, my wife puts on the eyelashes, but her, you can't tell that hurts. She got the
it's just like a little extension. Yes,
exactly.
But, like, nails, though, like,
I'm not talking about,
I find that sexy.
I'm not talking about your wife going to get, like, her nails done and getting some little, like...
No. I mean, like, the big, long ones
like claws?
Yeah.
That attracts you?
Uh-huh. Oh, I like that.
Wow. There's a story behind that one. You can tell. You can see in his eyes.
There's just something about, like... Because it's very much the type of woman that is not going to be interested in me.
Right.
Like, it's like a, you know, like a really fancy, like, well-put-together, probably going to a club, whatever.
It's about, like, the one-inch off your finger long?
Yeah. Something sexy about that to me. Really? I don't know.
Okay. Well,
maybe I had, like, a teacher in preschool or something. But there's something about it that harkens back to, like, it's very much like,
Andy,
sexy.
Dude, don't sell yourself short. You know, when you had, like, the Latin pop star look, that could have gotten you in the club. That could have got you the long nail lady.
You never know.
So I love how, you know.
I've seen ladies that have the long fingernails, and there's, like, an earring on it. You ever seen that?
Yeah.
That's it.
They got you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's so trashy. What the hell? Yeah, I'm a sucker for trashy, too.
Well, there are
you wouldn't know because my wife is like the most classy person in the entire world.
Yeah,
but, like,
exactly.
When I was younger, yeah, you just give me like
there's probably one
visible thong.
Trashy thing. Like the thong hanging out of the pants.
Yeah,
yeah,
like God, just
that too, yeah.
Like
I don't mind, look, yeah.
Like your roots are grown out 3 inches and your hair's just trashy fucking.
I love how
cigarette smoking, disgusting.
Cigarette smoking?
I don't know, man. I got weird stuff.
Yeah, that's kind of good.
Not anymore. Not anymore.
Okay, all right. So I love the dynamic of how us in a room and y'all can be like, man, I hate that, or man, you should never do that, and I'm like, so set life, dude. I actually loved it.
What?
Working on movie sets.
Oh, got it. You got to remember this is 2 days ago. I forgot the topics.
I've actually been in a lot of shit.
Yeah.
And it is boring and a pain in the ass, but it's something you get used to. And you do occasionally get promoted into bigger roles, like stand-in things. I'm actually a part of the MCU. None of y'all can say that.
What the hell is the MCU?
Middle Connecticut Marvel University.
Cinematic Universe.
Oh.
I was at Peggy Carter's funeral. Spoiler alert, she dies.
Who?
They don't know anything that you just said.
What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, that was a lot of stuff
Captain
I didn't
America's
know.
America's freaking girlfriend?
You have to remember these two guys over here.
Have you not seen any of them?
Have not seen anything. And I've actually seen all the movies once.
I've seen them, but and just dork out.
I don't know, most of the names off the top. I know, like, who the superheroes are.
I don't
are.
Even know who any of them are.
Captain America Civil War, I was in that movie, basically.
Cool.
Yeah, Did
you fight for the Confederacy?
Do you see yourself in there?
I was at a funeral.
Do you see yourself in there? Okay.
All right. So I was on Being Mary Jane several seasons, and you can see me. I was a bartender in one scene where Gabby goes and meets this dude, and she comes in right in front of me, and I'm sitting there making a drink and whatnot.
But don't the other people that are doing it, don't they irritate you?
There are some irritating.
God, they're so irritating.
When they start talking about how much they've done and this, that, and the other, and their agents that they don't even really have.
Right, yeah, right, God, right. You have an agent for this?
Right.
I saw this on Facebook.
Yeah.
And we're the same.
And then there was a show on Fox called The Gifted. It was in the X-Men universe, but all the X-Men were dead. It's far into the future. I played a SWAT guy on that show, and you can see me in several episodes.
I actually, you posted pictures of that. That was pretty cool.
So, yeah, I didn't mind it. I mean, it was very, very boring for about 30 minutes worth of work once they finally stopped fucking up and having their shit.
It was eye-opening.
Cut, retake, cut, retake.
Like, to think about, okay, so you got Ozark, which is a 10-episode season, right?
Yeah.
And every episode's an hour. And I did one day of work that was 14 hours, and the one scene that we got filmed was 22 seconds. So, holy shit, it must take forever. Yeah, to do the whole season? Oh, my God.
So, like, so Wednesday night, my good friend Jen Hobby, so her daughter is a cancer survivor. So Jen does a lot of work with CHOA. She does a benefit every year called Ring the Bell. And at these benefits, there's silent auctions. So me and Mark Owens basically, we didn't know this at the time, are basically sitting across the table from each other drinking beers, outbidding each other on several things. So nice. He ended up with most of them, but I did win something. I won an auction for a golf outing.
Hell yeah.
Four of us are going to go play golf.
Oh, nice. Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah, where are we going?
The only typo on here is I didn't know where this place was. Turns out it's about 45 minutes away.
Okay.
It's Arrowhead. Lake Arrowhead?
Oh, I've actually wanted to play there.
So now
never played there.
What direction is that?
North, I think. Canton.
Okay. Well, oh, all right.
When is it?
We have until December 31st, 23 to use it.
Okay. So we got over a year.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, I would say better sooner than later.
Is there stipulations? Does it have to be a weekday? Can it be a weekend? Yes. Like
Monday through Sunday.
Okay.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, that's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After 12 on weekends and holidays.
Okay.
Okay,
so
cool.
So if we were going to Friday, well, Friday we'd have a show anyway. We'd go, you know, but if we go on a Saturday, we just have to make the tea time at like 12.
Afternoon, yeah.
Awesome, man. Hey, hell yeah.
All right.
That's actually one of the, like, there's a handful of courses, like, in the metro area that haven't played.
Yeah, I'll be there.
That's supposed to be a pretty good one.
I'll be there.
Yeah.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. I'll be there.
I was able to.
Well, he's got gifts. Yeah, Bo's got gifts, man.
Who brought the liquor in?
Bo did.
Bo bought the liquor.
Bo's bringing liquor and golf outings and stuff.
Well, he's not going to see me tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Oh, nice.
Okay. We should get our some inspirational decorations for our little office here.
There Hell we go. Yeah. We got a snake bobble and a wash.
Zach and I acquired wash, the waving hand, go home wash. And I actually think that you might have a small point there into why he wasn't as aggressive sending Austin Riley home the other night.
Because of the bobblehead?
It was his bobblehead night.
Yeah.
And maybe that gets in your
head. He was in his head about it?
Not really that aggressive.
So. Because it's funny, they interviewed him about it, and he definitely seemed a little bit like self-conscious really about the idea that I send everyone home. It was also very funny because they did a whole thing on it. And, you know, you want to interview. Like when they had Snitz bobblehead, they interviewed him, and it was like a 2 or 3 minute interview.
Yeah.
With Wash, it was like 14 seconds. Because that was the only 14 seconds they could get where he wasn't cussing. Because if there's one person in the Braves organization that is built to be on this podcast,
it's damn Wash.
It's Wash. Because he can't talk for longer than 15 seconds without saying fuck.
We can make that happen.
Yeah.
God, that'd be great.
That would be. Wash, that actually would be really cool.
You can cuss
anything
you want.
We could get him as a guest on the show, but I think he'd be better
served. Yeah, but that'd be dangerous.
We might just have to bring this literally to the park with us one day.
That'd be great.
And see what Wash is up to, you know, for maybe one of these postseason games or something.
One of our listeners on Twitter suggested that we have Hugh on the podcast. What do you guys think about that idea?
But that would be cool, but why would Hugh sit his ass and wait around for 2 hours?
Well, I mean, we do this at like 10, and he gets off at 9. Maybe he could hang out for an hour.
I think he probably would.
Hugh likes us.
Yeah.
I'm not going to ask him.
I'll ask him.
Yeah, you ask him.
I see
think he would do it.
I see Hugh every day again now. It's kind of nice. Like, Hugh and I get here at like 9 now because of the thing, just like our starting time.
Right.
So I walk in, and it's Abe sitting there yelling at John and Hugh after the show about what's on tomorrow. It's just nice to see those guys, you know? They used to hand it out. We saw them every day for 3 years.
It is nice to see those guys.
Yeah, that's all.
Something a little wedge driven between us.
Yeah.
Aggravates the shit out of me, man. So yesterday morning I get here, and the only parking spot down in Red was made narrower because some asshole in this big-ass Infiniti SUV doesn't know how to park their fucking car.
Isn't that the worst?
It is the worst.
Isn't that the worst? But I'll tell you the funniest shit, bro. It's when we were leaving work the other day, and I was like, shit, I parked over there in a 2-hour parking spot, and nobody ever fucks with me. That same fucking day, there's a fucking boot on the truck.
Oh, no.
Hell yeah.
Your truck got booted?
Yeah. Same fucking day when you walk it out.
Did you have to pay for him?
Yeah, it was like $75, and he came like in 5 minutes. Yeah,
okay, so they just got to come from
home. Yeah, yeah, it was like five.
Now, is that like actually a Colony Square person, or was that just a random boot man?
It's a Colony Square. They have a boot. So the boot man.
It's a boot man that was in a damn purple fucking Mustang. So obviously he makes some percentages off them damn boots.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, the boot, you got to be careful.
Is it just him? Is it like not the city?
He
it's just the boot man?
Actually be affiliated with Colony Square.
He was lurking, though, dog. He was like, because me and him, we were chopping it up and everything. While he was taking it off, and he was like, yeah, I'm waiting for another 15 minutes for this damn Mercedes. Yep. I'm about to get them too. I was like, oh.
So the boot people for Midtown, their boot storage is in the loading dock of Colony Square.
Really?
Yeah. I used to park down there when I was in, you know, promo team and whatnot.
Yeah.
And I was friendly with them. Every time I saw them, I'd talk to them about radios and just so they would never boot my shit. But yeah, they come in, load up on boots, put them on a cart, put the boots in his truck, and he heads out to go boot people in Midtown. So yeah, the boots are here.
Wow. So we just gotta. So you know where the boot stash is.
Yeah, we just gotta
go. We just gotta go move the boots.
We gotta put a boot on the boot.
They're not even boots. They're them little orange little things. But luckily now he didn't put the, you know, because they fuck everything about putting that damn orange ass sticker on there.
Yeah, right. Because it's hard to get off.
Put it like halfway on.
Oh, that's good.
Rip it off. But the boot, the little orange. The best boots were the big ones. I remember we had a fucking basketball player in Georgia who used to take them big-ass clippers and cut them off. They had a pickup truck. Wow. So it would be a whole bunch. He had like 6 of them in the back of his fucking truck.
Just cutting half boots?
Cutting half boots off.
Wow.
I had people with, I've done that before.
That's a dangerous game, though.
You cut a boot off.
Yeah.
Because if the boot...
I used to, like, the stuff I had in the pickup truck, I had one of those toolboxes in the back. Yeah. There was no actual tools. It was just like... Stuff weapons that could be used in random situations. I don't. That's basically what wound up happening.
If the boot man sees you take the boot off, though, you got to be careful.
Yeah,
those boot men
could be tough
not
times.
Fucking around.
Yeah, man. Look, so if you're listening to this podcast and you live or you work at Colony Square, don't be an asshole, especially in a full ass parking garage. don't park on the line. Like, put your car in the middle of the parking spot. Like, I back my car up and get as close to the middle as I can.
Why can't people...
Every time I park anywhere.
Like, parking is so easy because you also get to see it when you're done. Like, if you see it and you fucked it up.
Yes, thank you.
Like, instant results.
Yeah, like, so, driving, I understand people can just be bad at driving, whatever, you have bad eyesight, maybe you don't care, whatever. But, like, when you park, you get out of the car and you can check.
Yeah.
And if you fucked it up, you should fix it.
Just go repark.
Yeah.
So I leave notes on these people's cars.
Do you?
Yeah.
Are you that guy?
Yes.
I'll take a napkin.
Hell
out
yeah.
I'll take a napkin.
Yes,
out
Bo.
You're that fucking
I've done
guy.
It before. And I've done it before for sure.
Please learn how to park. Thank you, everyone. Everybody.
Yeah.
What's cool about it is that, like, we're out of here 2:30, sometimes 3 o'clock. Every time I've ever written a note and left it on somebody's car, their car's still there. Because I get off work before.
Hold on. You
never know it's me.
You write a note and then park beside them?
I park beside him first, person him the whole time, and leave a note on the car.
Yeah, I've done that before. I don't do it every time, though.
Now, I haven't seen the Infiniti car again yet, but the two cars that I've left notes on before, every time I come in, they're parked straight.
There you go.
Because of the note.
Probably.
Maybe it's coincidence. You put that in somebody's head. Like, maybe I am being an asshole.
Yeah. Make people feel bad about doing dumb shit.
Yeah. Getting called out is a huge game changer.
Yeah,
because
people don't get
called
out.
People never get called out for anything. And they just go about their lives fucking up.
Just get in other people's way and be a jerk. Don't be a jerk.
Hey, you're fucking up. Oh, I am? And then they fix it.
Yeah.
You know? So,
there it is.
Yeah. The adventures of life.
Well, thanks for all the gifts and stuff today, Bo. It's freaking awesome. We got Ron Washington and Brian Snicker. They're going to join Eddie Rosario. Who else we got over there? The Black Bible set.
We got Griffey, too.
But, I mean, what? I don't know if we'd ever do video, but if we ever did any kind of video or anything, they definitely got to be out on the desk. Obviously, nobody would be able to see them. So I don't know.
Yeah, we could do some sort of video or something.
You know, full permission to take those out of the box. Like, Tara and I have this argument all the time. We actually have two different sets of bobbleheads every time we acquire them from eBay or whatnot. She likes taking bobbleheads out of the box and displaying them on a shelf. I like keeping them in the box for resale value, but they're also easier to stack. So down in my basement.
Have you ever resold a bobblehead?
No, but there's groups.
There's groups of
He's got groups.
There are Facebook groups. So Robbie from Tennis and Coffee resells bobbleheads all the time.
Oh, he does? Okay.
There are groups.
You could people
groups.
Make money off these things.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Make
the shit that I need to get into.
Yeah, man, this is it. Yeah.
You don't need to get into that. Right. You're good, man.
Well,
you
can, you're good.
You're a pretty happy guy.
You're
all right.
Right?
You're doing all right.
Yeah.
You don't need to do that.
Replica rings and stuff like that.
Not there's anything wrong with it. I'm just saying you're good. Like, you don't need to.
Yeah.
It's probably not a.
Bo just, he's so excited about it. Like, selling bobbleheads, is that a thing? Like, you know all the things.
There's a lot of things.
Yeah, Bo knows all the things.
I know a lot of hustles.
I don't know. Yeah.
I'm not the guy. It's hard for me to let go of stuff. Like all my baseball cards, I have a lot of baseball cards worth a lot of money, and it's hard for me to sell them.
What I like to keep the box because it's easier to store that way. Like I like to take it out and whatever, put it on the shelf. We've got Tyler Matzik at the house right now displayed.
One of the best boxes ever.
Yeah, because it's got the nuts on it. But I like to keep the box in case you need to pack it up or move it or something like that. Because they are hard to move. If there's not a box, they'll break.
They end up breaking, yeah.
Yeah, I keep them in. I keep them in the box for the most part. There might be one or two that's outside the box, but
I like
just kinda...
I like the head to bobble. I like to see the head bobble. It's a fucking bobblehead. Well, I like to see the head bobble.
There's the Acuna bobblehead where the bat's spinning from the bat flip bobblehead.
That's or the Ron Washington's helicopter arm.
Where you can just...
Yeah.
Spin it on the way out the door. Yeah.
So I'm at
Which direction do I go, Wash?
That way. You brought up baseball cards and things. I started to look the other day. Like I'm at that point in my life where if I can make some money off of these cards, I'm there.
Yeah.
Like I need to look. Like I'm ready to because I have some good action. And like it's like, what am I going to do? Wait till I'm like 50 or something and then flip them?
Yeah,
plus
and
they've been selling.
How often do you look at them?
They've been never.
Right.
Like to the point where I need to look at them to see what I have from a true value. Because if these are, I mean, I don't have any Hornets Wagner mint condition $7 million cards, but I got a couple that are going to be, a couple grand here and there.
Like,
so.
What do you think? What do you got?
Ooh, I have a Kevin Garnett high school card where he went into the Hall of Fame last year. I've got Iverson rookie card.
Derek Jeter high school card.
I've got a Sammy Sosa minor league card.
Okay.
I've got a bunch of different rookie ones. I got a bunch of different Griffey rookie cards.
Yeah.
I got a lot of like Hall of Fame rookie cards.
Cool. Okay. Cool.
And ones that I know for sure are of certain amount, but I got a ton of Braves players, and I've got like 100 Jeff Bagwell cards, but those aren't worth a ton. That was my favorite player when I was younger. So, but
bunch of Will Clark.
So if you, I mean, I know a little bit about it, but if there's anybody who's like an expert who listens to this, please reach out to me and let me
Grant
know.
Grant is probably your guy. Like Grant McCauley is a
Yeah.
That might be the case. Full, the problem is you have to get like, the, so the thing is you have to, at least part of it is you have to get them like appraised and you have to pay for the appraisal of each one. It's like, well, what if they're not worth that much? You know, it's like, then you're starting to pay for them to do whatever.
That's
so,
a hustle right there.
If you think
baseball card appraising?
Yes. Baseball card appraising is like a nice hustle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's a chance that it'll be rated a gem mint.
Yeah.
Do it. If you don't think there's a chance, and they, because they actually look
at, I got some gem mints.
The sides to make sure that it was printed square in the middle of the card. That's a thing. It can be perfect corners, perfect everything, but if the picture's a little bit off, it's not going to be genuine.
You ever get a card that was
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There was a mistake, whether it was like printed off on the side slightly, or like I had a Troy Aikman card back in the day that said a different name on it. Like it was Troy Aikman dropping back the pass, but it said a different player's name on the bottom of it.
Is that money?
Huh?
Is it worth money?
I think it probably will. I don't think I have it anymore.
Yeah, some of them are.
It was, yeah, like mistakes like that can be worth money.
I got a one of my cards. It was a Dolphin uniform, but they put a Ram uniform on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Is that money?
It might be.
Yeah, they superimposed a Ram uniform on a football card, and I knew I was in a Dolphin uniform.
Did they stop print on it and print the right
one? I don't know, Bo.
Well, you're trying these things out.
If you want to be a card appraiser, Randy, you got to know this shit.
There's a Billy Ripken card from back in the day where he had, like, fuck face written on the bottom of his bat. Printed.
Oh, yeah. I know which one you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Printing it.
That's pretty good.
With it blurred out.
So oh, that's
it
so good. That's very funny.
There's also a Bart Giamatti card. It was a Donruss back in the day that had, all it was the line underneath the card went through the G, and it was supposed to go behind the G, that they stopped print on it. Printed new ones.
So the more rare the card is, obviously, the more valuable it is. That makes sense.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm just slinging cards, and I'm going to quit the show in a couple weeks. So just letting you guys know.
Damn it.
Hey, you want to go to a baseball card expo or something like that and sling some cards?
I need to.
Baseball expo.
Dude, I need to make some money off of the cards.
I'd go to that.
You go to
that.
I'm not judging.
I'd go to that. That sounds fun.
Does it?
Yeah.
Go to a baseball card expo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That sounds like a good time.
Really?
Yeah.
Not only like shopping your cards, but seeing what everybody else has.
Yeah. It's looking at old memorabilia.
Do you get giddy?
It's not just baseball cards. There's all kind of memorabilia and stuff.
Maybe a little bit.
You get giddy and shit.
It depends on what I saw. But like if I saw something particularly unique,
right,
there'd be some giddiness.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I don't think I would be giddy the whole time.
Right.
I would just be kind of happy the whole time.
Right.
But then occasionally it would be like peaks of like, ooh. Oh, look at that. That's a Ken Griffey Jr. batting glove autographed or something. I don't know what it would be. Who knows what it would be for something. Got all kinds of cool stuff.
I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it.
One other thing as we wrap up. I don't know if you guys saw this the other day, speaking of like Braves and baseball and all that good stuff. Our guy, Mark Owens, old friend of the Midday Show, he is done this year with the Braves after
really?
The season. Yeah. This is going to be it for him. Yeah, so this is his 16th year.
I can't see Mark Owens not
I know,
doing
right?
That.
I think it's just family time, you know?
It's family. Look, we talked the other day. I've known this since the beginning of the season.
Mm.
That this is going to be his last one. And it's time for him. He's got a full-time day job, and he has all kinds of other side hustles. He does stuff for City of Smyrna, like hosts events and stuff like that. It's just time for him to, you know, he wants to.
Wow.
It's more Gretchen wants him to be at home with family.
Yeah.
Mark wants to be at home with family, too, but it's going to be hard for Mark not to pick up other jobs.
Right.
You know,
oh, man.
She's on him about. But, yeah, man, it's time for family.
I'm not at
well deserved.
Yeah.
Good for him, man.
We need to push the Mark Owens bobblehead.
I know. I hope he gets one. Right. I hope he gets
oh,
one.
That'd be great.
How fucking, like, how many applications are they going to get about that job?
Yeah. Oh,
sure. In-game host.
I'm sure they
Braves?
Have whoever it is.
You think they already got a successor problem?
I would imagine.
Well,
because
he's kind of split
no more
time a little bit with another guy the last couple years, right?
Days.
When he's
yeah.
got
yeah.
off days.
Most of the time, it's Jeffrey who's like the leader of those guys. And I think they just had him do it, the ball guy,
uh-huh.
out of necessity.
There okay.
is a younger guy that does hosting stuff out in the battery. Maybe him. But whenever they had the opening for the PA gig,
yeah,
they took applications and demos and one I emailed about it. I didn't get a return. I'm like, wow,
do you guys ever like, because like I think some people might think to themselves, oh, like you do a job where you host a radio show that might be applicable to other types of things like that.
Yeah,
the idea of doing that job is terrifying to
oh,
me.
I would, oh, man.
Like Mark Owens' job, like every time I see him do it, I'm like, oh my god, that's like, and I mean, I don't know, we do live stuff all the time too.
Like,
but
I
don't know,
what's terrifying
something
about
it is
well, just
like,
the idea of emceeing live in front of 40,000 people.
I fucking
is different.
Suck at emceeing stuff.
Oh,
yeah. And sometimes you get asked to do it because of this, and it's like, oh yeah, go up there with the microphone, you'll be comfortable. It's like, no, I won't be. But I'll try not to make it be horrible.
It depends
I
on the thing.
It.
Like I would be mortified to do something like that.
Me
but
too.
If it's like I don't know, like I've had to give a lot of like speeches and talk to audiences
yeah.
and stuff like that on various things, and I'm okay with that. But yeah, the idea of kind of the other thing too is it's just like the energy of that every
it's
single
pretty,
night.
Right, that's
and
the
nine
thing.
Innings and 81 exactly. days and the playoffs and
right.
all that stuff. It's
that
like
part of it.
That part is amazing. But
yeah.
like,
plus he's so good at it too.
Yeah.
Like it's such a specific thing to be good at. Like
yeah.
me and Mark actually co-emceed a thing at like the Taste of, I don't know what it was, Smyrna or something
probably.
Like that years ago. And like I did my part, and then he did his part, and I was like, "Well, I'm not going up there again." So
yeah, just it's your mic now
because you're better. I fucking suck.
Some
like I'm glad
that.
I went first.
Yeah.
You went second, but if I go again, everyone's gonna realize how shitty I am.
The other guy back.
So you go and fuck you. I'll give you like $20. I'm not going back up there.
Yeah. No, it's just cool for him. I mean, he's been, you know, like Truist Park's been around yeah. for a couple years, and he's been doing it for like he goes all the way back to Turner Field. So anybody who's like,
way back.
Literally half my life, Mark Owens has been the in-game host at Braves games. So,
when I
go to a game, it's a requirement. I go get a beer, and I go say hello to Mark.
Right.
And then I go to wherever I'm standing
when
or sitting for the game.
When I got my job as an intern here, they put me on Dukes and Bell, where mm-hmm. Mark was the board op at the time. My first day, you know, I'm with Arthur Trish, and I sit down in between him and Mark, and I'm like, shit, that's the fucking Braves.
You look
like,
familiar.
Oh, I've been going to games for years. I'd lived
yeah.
here for 10 years already.
Right.
Being in restaurant management, every time I would go to a game, I used to trade food for tickets, you know, and there's Mark.
You traded food for tickets?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Oh, yeah.
It's always the hustle going on.
No, wait,
always.
Yeah. Like gift certificates to
uh-huh.
restaurants?
Right.
Oh, yeah. You got to
okay.
barter, bro. Yeah.
I never
played for golf. I never paid for Braves tickets.
Damn.
Yeah.
I mean, I was only like that one time when I fucking saw Tony Schiavone for the first time. And I walked.
You're very similar.
I walked in the bullpen. I walked by.
Yeah.
And I looked over like, that damn the wrestler, man.
Yeah. yeah.
And it was crazy because, like, I didn't know he worked for Georgia. So I didn't
yeah.
know he knew me.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, hey, Ren, how you doing? I was like, how you doing, Tony? And
yeah.
he was like, oh, dude, that blew my mind when I saw Tony Schiavone.
I was kind of the same way. The first
yeah.
time.
Yeah, I was on some sort of phone call. It had something to do with the college show, actually, the college football game time show, 8 to 12, Saturday mornings here. But I heard Tony's voice on it. I was like, what? And I stopped the whole phone
yeah.
call.
Yeah.
I was like, are you Tony Schiavone
yes.
from WCW? Is this you? Like,
yeah.
This is awesome,
we
man.
So much fun.
The whole thing got derailed. I don't even think we accomplished anything, but I was
me,
like,
him
yeah.
and Mark Owens used to do a Georgia show Wednesdays at 5.
Yeah.
That's what it was for. That's
yeah.
what it was for.
Yeah.
It was for that.
Because
I used to do that.
Dude, it was a Georgia yeah. show, but you would have thought it was a wrestling show because everybody would want to talk
oh, yeah.
to fucking Tony
sure.
the whole time.
Yeah.
And we could barely get anything done because I'm just asking Tony all day. We just questions all day.
So I had like the exact opposite experience because I don't know anything about wrestling. I never watched it once in my life. And there was a picture or something on Twitter and me and Tony were in it together. And I had a bunch of friends that were huge wrestling fans. They were like, holy shit, you know Tony Schiavone? And I was like, you mean the old guy that does updates at the radio station
yeah.
who's like kind of mad all the time? Yeah, I know that guy. They're like, do you have any fucking idea what he did? And I was like, no.
Yeah.
He he hates everyone that I work with. He's pretty funny. Like, I don't know. What are you talking about? I was like, oh, wow, Tony's a legend. Who knew?
Legend.
I had no idea. Yeah. I was like, man, this guy fucking hates everybody here. This is hilarious.
Yeah.
And he'll just openly talk shit about, like, our former boss. AEW. He used to just fucking roast him when he was in here, and it was so great.
Wow. He is hysterical. He's also still technically an employee of 92.9. Fun fact, that Tony Schiavone, so for sure.
Have you seen this shit about Herm Edwards?
Nope. What?
Like, some of his coaches were giving out intel to other teams.
Oh, wow.
Oh, they were, like, selling it?
Yeah.
Now, was he behind it, or they were doing it under his...
They're doing it behind his back.
Well, think about...
So, did y'all see how he got... You know, you've heard of getting tarmacked?
Yeah. They fired him on the coach.
Yeah he got zoned.
The yeah, they did.
Zoned
it. They did.
Yeah. Whatever, man. He's how old is Herm? Herm's doing fine. What is he, 60-something?
Yeah, Herm's fine.
Like, what, this job was a scholarship to start with. I mean, and he made a bunch of money to do an average job at Arizona State and get in some trouble.
You got
like,
to live
you know,
in,
good for you, Herm.
Live
keep getting
in Tempe
checks.
For a couple years.
Yeah, man.
Actually, the record wasn't bad.
Yeah,
above
fine.
500.
Yeah.
But
good job, man.
Yeah.
And now you're on your way.
Now you're on your way.
You know,
yeah.
Get some buyout and, he, you know, whatever.
Probably buy him out for $5 million or something like that. Just add it to the pile.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you see what they lost at Eastern Michigan, right? They got smoked, and that was the last straw, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
They posted a graphic, and it said, you play to win the game, and the final score.
Oh, no.
Pretty good.
Oh, no.
But they had him on the field?
Yeah.
How is that? Then you got to have somebody follow you to your office, like, and then clear out all
your Somebody was at the airport, like, the next day in Phoenix, and it was just Herm looking, like, as cool as a cucumber.
Yeah.
Bag walking on the plane. He was going somewhere nice.
Yeah.
Right. Well, one of the guys who fired him. You know.
Fuck you guys. Good luck in conference.
I'm going to Hawaii.
I'm going to the beach.
I'm going to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Baby. Probably called him walking up the dam, up the thing to the locker. Hey, baby.
Hey, we don't have to wait till December this year.
Let's go to Hawaii.
For a month.
As we wrap here, real quick, off of Herm getting fired, who's the next college coach that gets fired this year?
Probably Mobley or Auburn.
Yeah.
Harsin.
Harsin's probably going to get fired in the next month.
The Dion heat for Auburn is just rising over the last couple days.
I
so
I just don't know if I'm him. Like, he's going to have a lot of opportunities.
Yeah.
Auburn is such a toxic booster culture.
Yeah.
Dion doesn't want
Dion
any of that bullshit.
That,
you know what I mean? Like, Dion wants to have
full control.
Go.
That's why that Florida State would have been perfect for him, because they would have given him full control.
Would they give him full control at Georgia Tech? Is that a marriage that makes sense?
Do you want Georgia Tech over Auburn?
I don't know. Well, I don't know. Probably not, but like...
No.
But, I mean, you don't have to play Alabama every year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Florida State if he was at Georgia Tech as often.
Yeah.
And you might not have to deal with that bullshit, man. That Auburn bullshit is just...
It's a trip. Yeah,
that Auburn paycheck's different than that Georgia Tech paycheck,
it's
though.
It's a lot different.
Yeah.
A lot different.
For sure. But
so, I don't know. We'll see. But also, if you win at Auburn, it's the hardest job in America.
It is.
So, if you win there... You are a legend.
Yeah.
Like, you're just, it's as good as it gets. So, anyways, we got to go do a show in a few minutes.
Right.
So, talk to you guys on Monday.
Peace out.
All right. So, sorry, I was texting a little bit during that. So, yeah, we need to figure out a date. Coach is going to be with us at the top of the hour, like, to start the show at 11 o'clock from, like, 11 to, like, 11:08. Okay. We're going to be open at 11:20. So,
let's do what's trending.
We'll just do what's trending, yeah.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.